Three, two, one, it's Shazam!
The podcast that hopes to make itself obsolete. I'm Zabrecki.
And I'm Handsome Jack. And today, we're going to introduce a new hashtag. So, how you doing?
I am good. I'd say I'm pretty exhausted.
I'm tired, too. I've been doing so many shows. I don't have enough time to count all my money. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you're just floating in ones over there. You're almost covered. My God, I can barely see you.
Are you drowning? I'm drowning in the Washingtons, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
So, and what's going on with you?
Oh, you know, I've been doing a lot of gardening. I've been a big project at home, lots of gardening. And yeah? Lots of reading, yeah. I've been kind of...
Like, you planting flowers? What are you doing?
No, it's a pathway, it's a rock garden.
So it's more landscaping than gardening.
Yes, but there are floral elements to it and repositioning plants that are there. So I would say there's a landscape, a little bit of landscaping.
Does the landlord know about this?
Yes, his note was... Make it beautiful. That's what he said. Make it beautiful.
Okay.
Which is kind of a, you know, nice thing to, a nice note.
Yes. Yeah. Anything else going on with you, showbiz-wise?
You know, just reading this, just kind of going back and reading some stuff. It kind of went back and looked at Glorious Deception. You ever read that book?
By Jim Steinmeier.
Yes, one of the greats.
I have it. I have not read it. I've read about four or five of Steinmeier's books, but not that one. Glorious Deception is about...
Chung Ling Soo.
Yeah. You know what I found about Chung Ling Soo recently? What
did you find?
You're not going to believe this, and this is very exciting, and this ties in to what I want to talk about later on today. Chung Ling Soo was not Chinese.
He wasn't?
He was not Chinese. He was an American named...
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, sorry. Well, all you need to know, and I don't want to ruin it, no spoilers or anything, was not Chinese. He now is like, can kind of sort of be our patron saint, I was thinking. You know what I mean?
I hadn't heard that.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
Oh, well, that's the big thing, is he wasn't Chinese. Think about that.
Okay, I can't think about that because I was thinking the reason I brought him up is because I heard he's still alive.
That's just a conspiracy theory. He was murdered by all the cis-personed magicians.
Boring.
And so that's
them. The others.
The other
imbeciles. The people that just have no sense of the true purpose of being in magic is because you can hide behind your character.
You see, I don't like the term character. I prefer a constructed persona. And so those of us like you and I who, you know, work under, you know, constructed personas, and the problems with that and the oppression and everything.
And there are problems and there is oppression.
Which we can talk about in this episode. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking he who pulled off this amazing, facade or charade or what have you for so long, it's like he's something to aspire to. Because, you know, you and I, both constructed personed performers. You pretend to be a weirdo. I pretend to be a male model. And that's fine, except for everybody who wants to, like, you know, keep us down. Yeah. And I'm like, you're not going to keep me down. No one kept Chung Ling Soo down until they murdered him for being a constructed personed performer. And so I just think he is the martyr for our cause. And yes. I think he should be the face of Shazam. From now on.
Yeah, the patron saint of Shazam. I think that's a great idea.
Chung Ling Soo, the patron saint and face of Shazam.
Yeah.
From this point forward.
I think that totally works.
I think we wasted the last 29 episodes.
But we're here. We've made a breakthrough, and that's why we're moving forward with this.
And how do we continue forward? Where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, let's talk about Soo's commitment. I mean, the guy kind of did it all. I always think about the interviews that he must have done in America and probably in England were probably pretty hilarious because he's fielding these questions in English, which is his first and only language that I know of. And there he is.
He spoke a little bit of Farsi.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So he's doing that and he's hearing these questions and his interpreter is, you know, in some Chinese gibberish delivering these questions. And the level of that is... It's some high thinking stuff. It's mm-hmm. really smart. And I want to get there.
Well, I've seen you do interviews and just, you know, talk gibberish. So
I've done interviews with you where I've done where I've spoken in gibberish. Yes,
you know it's true.
Yeah, I know.
It's
funny. I'm trying to be a better listener.
It's funny because it's mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we're hiding that the characters were hiding. We're hiding because we're scared.
I'm not hiding. I'm expressing my true self.
Lie.
I'm expressing my true self. It is the lie that reveals the truth. That's what's beautiful about it.
Do you feel if you performed as John Levick, you would be boring?
Do I feel if I had a conversation with you and recorded it for people to listen to, it would put me to sleep?
That wasn't the question. Answer the question, please.
What? Do I feel that?
Yeah.
No, because I'm fascinating. So no, of course I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. Exactly.
But what don't you believe?
That you're fascinating. Well, Handsome Jack, kind of fascinating. John Lovick, I don't know.
What do you know?
That you're hiding. That you're. I think you're hiding. I think you're scared. I think you perform out of fear, and then you push that on others, and somehow it's stuck. People are buying it. At least they were.
So anyway,
now I'm being mean. All right, now we're even.
Okay, now we're even. All right. Sometimes we do that. I insult him, and he feels the need to try and get back.
Let's talk about another great character magician who's carved out an interesting niche for himself.
Another constructed persona magician.
Constructed persona. Yes, that's not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, give me another one.
Another one.
Mm-hmm. Where does Matt King fall in this?
Where does Matt King? Matt King is mostly a cis-personed magician.
Cis-persona.
Mm-hmm. With Matt King, what you see is what you get. But I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have an idea. I think what we've needed all along is a hashtag.
Oh, yes.
So here's our hashtag.
Okay.
Because I think if we're going to overthrow the sort of the oppressive structure and society and culture in which we operate, we need to get subversive.
Uh-huh.
And so here's the hashtag. Hashtag part of the problem. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens is someone is like trying to, trying to say that, you know, characters aren't real. Characters shouldn't perform. You need to express yourself. What you throw something in their face and you proudly exclaim part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You do something wonderful and go part of the problem, hashtag part of the problem. And so every time you do something awesome as quote Zabrecki unquote, and people react to it, you go hashtag part of the problem.
Yeah.
And so if enough of us become part of the problem, there won't be a problem anymore, because if everything's a problem, nothing's a problem.
You know, I'm getting like sense of World War II here, and I'm not really liking where this is going.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
What do you mean a sense of World War II?
Talking about Hitler. And you know where that went. So let's just change gears before you get yourself into a corner that you can't get yourself out of. He always does this, by the way, just if you're listening at home, it always reverts back to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
he's preoccupied.
What's the law? The first person bring up Hitler on the internet loses. I think you just lost. If you actually have a point to make, I'd love to hear your point. But as it is, I'm serious about this.
Okay.
And so I would like to see if you're on board with this. I think this is this could be the start of a movement. We need people on our bandwagon.
How do we get them?
Well, this podcast.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. And calling it out in the show, right? You're saying calling out a live performance.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, we probably should put up a website.
If someone tries to call you, you know, Rob. Who's that?
Rob is dead.
Who's that? I'm Zabrecki. Part of the hashtag. Part of the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone tries to call me John Lovick. I'm like, who's that? My name's Handsome Jack. Hashtag. Part of the problem.
Right.
Because if everything's a problem, nothing's a problem. We become the dominant culture by becoming the dominant culture.
Does that mean more bookings?
Always comes down to money for you, doesn't it?
I want to get a new car. I want to go ring the bell, you know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I want to ring the bell. You know what I mean.
Buy
a car, are you talking about ring a bell.
I'm not familiar with that.
Get on the internet. It's there.
The only bell.
Go down Lancashire and you'll see. You buy a car, you get to ring the bell.
Oh, well, yeah. I've never bought a car in Lancashire, so I don't know. That must be in it. I didn't grow up in LA, excuse me.
Hashtag part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to be part of that problem too, because I wouldn't mind getting a new car.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about another character-based magician.
Okay.
Borderline. Let's talk about borderline. Gateway performers.
Oh, gateway performers. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Then I would say arguably Mack King, who you mentioned earlier,
yep.
Borderline performer.
Exactly. Yes.
Because he blurs the line between, you know, his cis personality and his constructed personality.
Right.
You know?
Right. Deeper cut. El Ropo. Go. Go. Part of the problem or not?
We can make him part of the problem. Do you have his number?
Call him right now.
All right. And it's time for viewer calls, apparently. Yep. Listener calls. Long-time listener. Yeah, it's El Ropo, long-time listener, first-time caller.
See, here's the problem. I have him in my contacts as not El Ropo. Oh, darn, I don't have a phone number.
So you know what? All right, send him an email because I want to make him hashtag part of the problem.
Darn it.
Don't take too long. Pop Hayden.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know what happened with Pop.
What did happen with Pop?
Well,
he finally saw the light. He was performing as Wit Hayden most of his life. He saw the light. He saw how to express the truth. The way to get to the truth is by inverting the truth. He became Pop Hayden.
And committing murder.
Hashtag part of the problem.
And committing murder. Wit's dead.
Wit's dead.
He's gone.
Wit is dead.
He's in a hole in Silmar, just rotting away. Pop prospering till the day he leaves the planet.
Yeah.
That's high thinking stuff. I mean, really, if you think about it, the character can live on.
That's what happened to El Ropo, too. He was Phil Van T for decades, murdered Phil Van T. Now, hashtag part of the problem.
I want to call him. Get his number. Is he on the internet?
Let me see if I have his
number. El Ropo. Damn it.
Let me check.
We're just checking context. This is very important stuff.
Okay. What other magicians can we talk about?
Well, John Armstrong is right there on the line, I'd say, as well.
Is there on the borderline between magician and non-magician? I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, let me think.
Oh, I just have Phil Ropo's email. I don't have his phone number. Okay. What? Who else?
Goldfinger. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Whoa.
Whoa.
High concept. Right.
You know what? I don't think I think Jack Vaughn is his constructed persona and Jack Goldfinger is his cis persona. That's what I think.
I reverse that.
Well, of course you would, because you don't know.
You know what Goldfinger spelled backwards is?
I don't.
Okay. Let's find someone else. Who else? Let's pull a name. Pull a name. I'm looking up in the ceiling and nothing's coming to mind.
Should we go to the email? Answer some emails from our last show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, let's pull up some emails from our last show.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Okay, here's one. Hi, hey fellas. I hate that. Hey fellas.
Don't call me bro.
Exactly. It is so condescending. Here's what it is. It's like, I'm going to hurl an insult your way, but I'm going to make you think, hey, we're buddies. I've never met you. We're not buddies. Don't hey fella me. That goes for everybody. You're going to send us emails. Don't hey fella us.
Yeah.
Or me. Hey fellas.
Why do they spell with a Z at the end? So weird.
Here we go. Hey fellas. I would like to dispute something you talk about a lot on your podcast. And that is Max Maven as being a character. Again, hate that term. Prefer constructed persona. But why you refer to Max Maven as a character? Max Maven is not a character. Max Maven is who that person has become. At one time, he was Phil Goldstein. He no longer is. No aspect of that remains anymore. Therefore, Max Maven is who he is. And you cannot... excuse me. Max Maven is who he is, and you cannot refer to him as a character. Please stop doing that. And I won't say who this is from because we don't want to call anybody out. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think that Phil is in the ditch next to Wit.
That's
being eaten by maggots.
Yeah.
In Silmar.
So.
I know the location. I've driven by.
Yeah. I've seen you in your pickup truck and your shovel.
Through the pick apart out there on San Fernando Road. Yeah. It's quite a little scene.
So, can we, you know, is Max one of our allies? Is he hashtag part of the problem? Or does that, is he now part of the loyal opposition?
I think Max is part of the problem.
Hashtag part of the problem.
Yep.
We need him on our side.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We need you, Max.
He's got a big brain, so I want him on our side.
Yeah.
Whatever the truth is.
Exactly. Orson Welles, what about him? Is he really at Brookledge?
Oh, sure. He rehearsed his U.S. show at Brookledge. Everybody knows. 100%.
Everybody knows that?
Everybody knows that. Ask Marvin Roy, also a.k.a. Mr. Electric. Hashtag part of the problem.
There you go. Good one. All right. We're making some progress. It's slow progress. You got to weed through it, but it's there.
Mr. Electric, big fan of the podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Can I have some more banana bread?
No, I think looks like it's gone. Why is there a dog here?
There's always a dog here. You know this dog.
I don't know this dog.
This dog always making noise on the podcast, and then Jeff has to edit it out. You know.
All right.
All right. Should we read another email?
Definitely.
Okay. Here comes another one.
Dear God, stop with the fellas. Okay. Can you rap on K-Dog? Well, I'll tell you what. We can call him. I know I have his number. So let's just go. You know what? Can rap.
He's at work.
Well, he makes time for the Z-Dog. Let's just call him. Just all give right. me a second. I'm not even sure what his contact is in here. So let's just start with this. Oh, K-Diggity Dog. Kevin Pernick. All right. Hold on. Boy, there's so many Kevins. It must be K-Dog. Give me a second here.
Well, how about you search dog? Forget the K. Just search dog because you might have no space. Nope. Is he not in your contacts?
Well, I recently had some problems with my contacts. Part of another problem.
As in everybody's blocked you?
hold on.
Kevin,
all right.
Okay, here we go.
Standing by.
Calling the K-Diggity Dog.
Hi, you've reached Kevin Pernick. I'm sorry I'm not here. If you leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for calling, and have a nice day.
You're going to leave a message?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
K-Diggity, you were going to be on our podcast. Oh, K-Diggity, you were going to be on our podcast, but you wouldn't answer your phone. You lose, but more than that, our listeners lose.
You are officially part of the problem. All right.
One last letter.
What makes a good character? Originality, specificity.
Specificity?
Yes.
Specificity?
Specificity.
Okay,
let's made a mistake.
Let's try that again. Let's try that again.
A call?
No. What makes a good character?
Okay, this might actually be usable.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the problem.
Okay.
What makes part of the problem? What makes the problem good?
Originality.
Give me something else. How about
specificity?
Specificity's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
How about consistency?
Consistency, sure. And how about vulnerability? So speaking of originality, specificity, consistency, and vulnerability, we have to talk about Alan Bursky.
I don't know about that.
Because he's not quite human?
Well, he doesn't qualify under those things, any of those things that you just mentioned. I might get in trouble for that. Let's call him. Let's ask him. Because he'll know. You know what? Here. I know. Gee, do you think you have his number? I do. I'll call him. Because he'll have some thoughts here. Alan Bursky. Here we go. Let's both call him at the same time. See who picks up first.
I'm not talking to him.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Alan, it's Zabrecki. Are you part of the problem? Are you part of the solution? I just baked some cookies there. I just brought them out of the oven. Do you want to? I think we should give them
I think
away.
It's time to give away a constructed persona cookie.
Well, that's what they are. So, of course.
Well, then we'll give them away. And this week's...
Can't you tell by smelling them?
This week's...
stupid.
This week's constructed persona cookie goes to...
Derek Hughes,
whose Midwest father persona is the most absurd thing I've ever seen, and he almost pulls it off.
So close. You are so close, Derek. We're not going to give you one.
You get two cookies because you're eating for two now. It's time to remind, before we sign off, it's time to remind the listeners that we've got swag.
Oh, lots of
swag.
We've
got Shazam masks. Mm-hmm. We've got Shazam wigs, Shazam mustaches, and Shazam toupees. Get your Shazam toupees, wigs, mustaches, and masks. Become hashtag part of the problem.
We love you. I love you.
We all love you. We all love every. Would you? I think everybody should love everybody. I want to leave us with that note.
Love is always love is all. I mean, John Lennon said it best. Thanks for listening to Shazam, and remember,
you too can become hashtag part of the problem. I'd like to do the first 5 minutes again.
Alan?
Rob?
Are you part of the problem?
Of course. What is it?
You. Hung up on him. Later. Ha! Take that.
Did you just hang up on Alan Burstein? He called Ben.
We got all we needed. We just got a little voice there, right? Will that record okay?
This podcast is funded in part through support from the Endowment and Development Fund of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. Thank you so much for helping us out, you guys. We really appreciate it.
Hang up on Alan Burstein. He called Ben.
We got all we needed. We just got a little voice there, right? Will that record okay?
This podcast is funded in part through support from the Endowment and Development Fund of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. Thank you so much for helping us out, you guys. We really appreciate it.